After that, I had a private meeting with the sheriff myself, and I talked to Ammon about a couple things. So I want to go back on what happened in the meeting with the Hammonds and what happened in the meeting with the sheriff with the Pacific Patriots Network, because I believe it is an item of concern. During the meeting with the Hammonds, as I said before, it was very much about pitching themselves and their organization. And what they were very, they definitely made a point of mentioning that, basically that if things were going to be pursued, then they would be the ones that were at the head of that table, that everybody else would be falling under them. They would be vetting everybody. They would be making sure that it was all the right people that were involved and keep all the crazies out. And what I mean by that is they expanded very well on saying, they didn't point the finger directly at me, but it was very much obvious that every time they were talking about, and they did look at me when they were saying those things. So anybody that was there would have realized that who they were talking about, that they would be running the operation very tightly, and basically, and Ammon agreed that it sounded like authoritarian state, that their intention when they go into something is to have complete control, and that every action will go through them, and anybody involved is going to have to answer to them. In the sheriff's meeting, they did the same thing, and they also expanded on it with him, that that they have been looking into other organizations and other individuals, and that one of the things that they are very careful about is keeping people out that want to pursue violence and want to start a war, and that all they want to see is a violent revolution get kicked off, and they definitely made a point over and over again of offering their services directly to the sheriff. Tell us what you need. We'll lend our intelligence resources and every other resource that we can. Very pompously, they mentioned a few times to the sheriff that we have information gathering resources. We know things that you can't even get. So that, as I said, it was very much a pitch of themselves, where, you know, they were trying to sell them on what they were and that they would have complete control. Now,
it was door five, doesn't it?
There were some other other offhanded comments that were, you know, Ammon recognized it, I recognize it, that were specifically directed at us. And part of, you know, those comments were as well. So after the meeting, I told the sheriff I wanted to speak with him privately. And I also told Ammon, because the Pacific Patriots guys, all of those, Ammon and I walked out, and the other people who were the historian and who weren't involved with the PPN, we walked out and we were talking outside. And all of the PPN people, they stayed in and were talking to the sheriff for another half hour or so. I told Ammon at that time that I guarantee you right now, because Ammon's been very, very worried about division amongst the people who are going to lend support. And I promised him that I would make sure that none of that was apparent in our meetings with these people. But that that there is concern. There's concern in their camp and there's concern in our camp about what their intentions are and the actions that they pursue, and also the manner in which they pursue them. I told them, and I guarantee you right now, that they're sitting in there telling that sheriff about OMD and about myself, and telling him that he needs to stay away from us. And when I went into the meeting, my private meeting with the sheriff, he confirmed that. He not only confirmed that he said that it's also coming from the government. So the government has been telling him that we want a violent revolution, and that we want to start a fight with the federal government, that we are looking for a war. So that was also, that's the line, and he didn't say it directly, but there was plenty enough of what he alluded to that that is also what he had been told by them, by the Pacific Patriots Network people. So I thought that was an interesting connection to make, that the federal government's line and the Oath Keepers Pacific Patriots Network line is exactly the same. And that they, they're trying to insert themselves as in a total control manner, to keep everybody out. And it's very much obvious that they want to control the narrative. They said, we have media resources that nobody else has. We have information gathering resources that nobody else has. And we will control the narrative with the media. They wanted to assert over and over again that they would control the narrative with the media, and that the media would have to put out the right things because we're going to give them the information to put out, and they won't be allowed to put out anything but the correct information. So there was a ridiculous statement on its face. But you can see very much that their intent is to control everything. So my private meeting with the sheriff went well. He did tell me that he basically of everyone sitting at that table, that through our conversations that he probably agrees with me more than anybody else. So that's good. And he doesn't believe that we want a violent revolution. He says, I don't see any indicators of that. He has gone back and watched a bunch of videos, and he's done his research on myself and on the organization. So, you know, I feel a comfort level with him. I also feel a comfort level with the Hammonds that they don't buy into that crap either. So I think that part of, you know, that's a totally separate conversation as far as the whole issue is concerned, but it's definitely integral into it on how they're positioning themselves. There definitely wasn't any mention whatsoever, except from me, on working together. They never once went into that conversation. I offered it up. You know, there has to be unity. We need to work together on these things. They don't want to work together. So that's basically where it's all at. The Hammonds, they said that they haven't decided whether, he hasn't decided whether he's going to turn himself in or not. And so that the decision on whether to provide personal protection for them is still up in the air. But I feel pretty confident that we could start looking at courses of action on how to affect their defense, you know, indirectly. And that they're not going to speak out against it, and most likely will come out in support of it. The sheriff is the other issue. We're basically waiting on his decision. If the sheriff, there again, if he decides that he's not going to stand for the Hammonds, then that is going to be the point where serious course of action discussions on what we actually want to do can start taking place.
So we should know everybody's decision by the phone call on Sunday after Thanksgiving.
We told the sheriff the week after Thanksgiving. So there's going to be a specific time where we call him and say, where are you at? So I would say that we'll probably have to have a special meeting after that as well.
Because that the longer he waits, the shorter the time frame is to put anything together.
Yeah, that was specifically told to him, and that's why, you know, Ammon and I had talked about setting a time frame to give him the ability to make that decision, but that it had to be a specific point that after he had until this time to make that decision, and after that, things were going to start being pursued. And so he's very aware of the time crunch. He agrees with it, and he agrees that that that's a good point that, that we're making in that, is that there should be, he should have to make the decision, and that we should be allowed time to do things that we feel we need to do. So,
well, the, you know, our decision isn't predicated on which side the sheriff takes, is it? He's not going to do the grand jury, so unless the commissioner is willing to, what does it matter? He said he doesn't want problems in his county, so he's going to be looking at whoever shoots first, if somebody shoots. That's
the well, what he did say, you know, the key is if the sheriff is going to defend the Hammonds and say, I'm not going to allow them to be arrested, then the proper authority has done that. And basically what we're looking at is if the proper authority fails, then the people have to make the proper authority.
If he takes that position, we're going to back him up. If he doesn't take that position, we're going to back the Hammonds up, correct?
Exactly, yeah. That's and really nobody else at the table was willing to say that, and he directly pointed at me, and he said, you know, Ryan, through our conversations, really I am aware of the lack of a gray area. He said, you have definitely taken the hard line, and I'm very aware that because who was it? It was Brooke again who told the sheriff, we want to stand behind you and we want to support you. And, you know, no matter what decision you make, whether it's this way or that, we're going to support you in that decision. And so I cut her off and said, you know, that's their opinion, and that may be their opinion, but and the sheriff at that point said, that's when he started the conversation, I know where you stand, you know, where you guys are at, that, and so I told him specifically, if you do not stand with the Hammonds, we will not support you. You will have placed yourself with the other side, in saying I'm going to allow them to be arrested, and at that point, there we will not support you, and we will be ensuring that the Hammonds do not get arrested.
So it's clear that Oath Keepers is going to take the law in position in any circumstance.
Yes, they are, and they had.